ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 20, entitled Conversation between Maitreya and Vidura. Text number 47. Dehena vai bhogavata, shayano bahuchintaya, sarge nupachite krodhat, utsasarja hatad vapu. Dehena vai bhogavata shayano bahuchintaya sargenu pachite krodhat utsasarjahavattadvapu Dehena vai bhogavata shayano bahuchintaya sargenu pachite krodhat उत्ससर्जह तद्वपुः Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Once Brahma lay down by his body stretched at full length, he was very concerned that the work of creation had not proceeded apace, and in a sullen mood he gave up that body too. Oh dear Vidura, I am reading the next set of translations till it comes to your purport. Oh dear Vidura, the hair that dropped from that body transformed into snakes. And even while the body crawled along with its hands and feet contracted, there sprang from it ferocious serpents and nagas with their hoods expanded. One day Brahma, the self-born, the first living creature, felt as if the object of his life had been accomplished. At that time, he evolved from his mind the Manus, who promote the welfare activities of the universe. The self-possessed creator gave them his own human form. On seeing the Manus, those who had been created earlier, the demigods, the Gandharvas and so on, applauded Brahma, the Lord of the universe. They prayed, O creator of the universe, we are glad. What you have produced is well done. Since ritualistic acts have now been established soundly in this human form, we shall all share the sacrificial oblations. These are the prayers offered by all these personalities, demigods, etc., who are just created to Lord Brahma. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The importance of sacrifice is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, verse 10. The Lord confirms there that in the beginning of creation, Brahma created the Manus along with the ritualistic sacrificial method and blessed them. Continue these sacrificial rites and you will be gradually elevated to your proper position of self-realization and will also enjoy material happiness. All the living entities created by Brahma are conditioned souls and are inclined to lord it over material nature. The purpose of sacrificial rituals is to revive gradually the spiritual realization of the living entities. This is the beginning of life within the universe. These sacrificial rituals, however, are intended to please the Supreme Lord. Unless one pleases the Supreme Lord, or unless one is Krishna conscious, one cannot be happy either in material enjoyment or in spiritual realization. O ओमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। So today's verse and purport is telling us that Brahmaji created all these demigods and several other living entities in the beginning, and along with the ritualistic sacrificial performances. So the method of sacrifice has been created by Brahma, and along with other living entities. Here, Prabhupada is explaining to us in the purport that the sacrificial rituals is like the performance of the sacrificial rituals are ultimately meant to revive gradually the spiritual realization of living entities, and these sacrificial rituals are intended to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada is telling us two things, that they are meant to elevate the conditioned living entity to spiritual realization, and they are meant to please the Supreme Lord. So wherever this word sacrifice comes, in most of the contexts, Prabhupada says the sacrificial methods, the ritualistic methods which are very elaborate, are not meant for Kali Yuga people. The sacrifice or the yajna meant for Kali Yuga people is Sankirtan Yajna, right? So Prabhupada often says that. So following in his footsteps, so we will discuss how this Sankirtan Yajna is a sacrifice recommended for Kali Yuga, what is the background of this Sankirtan Yajna, and who are all the people involved in the inauguration of this Sankirtan Yajna. So chanting of the holy names, or this Sankirtan, Nama Sankirtan, or glorifying Krishna, is not just relevant in Kali Yuga, it is relevant in every age, every Yuga. Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. In any Yuga, one can chant the holy names and attain perfection. However, the people of the previous ages, they are not so desperate like Kali Yuga people. They have better capacities. They have better abilities to concentrate on the mantra that they are chanting. Or they have the ability to perform George's deity worship. They had the ability to perform sacrifices, right? So they will think that chanting the holy name of Krishna, it's too simple for us, right? We can't stick to this such kind of simple method. So they are not so desperate also. There is not so much suffering like it is there in Kali Yuga now. Because they are not so desperate, because they are not so weak, they can't take to this process wholeheartedly. But Kali Yuga people, they are so desperate, right? There is a lot of suffering in Kali Yuga. Right? There is a lot of suffering, there is a meager amount of physical strength, resources, and other abilities, capacities, focus, concentration. They are all manda sumanda matayoha manda bhagya upadhritaha. So they cannot do anything beyond holy name. At the max, they can chant holy names, right? And that too, trying to attempt to hear one mantra at a time, whatever. So they can barely attempt to chant the holy names, and they can't go beyond that. For they can't take up to any other process of self-realization. So this Sankirtan, as Prabhupada says, is meant for pleasing the Lord, and the Lord is pleased wherever Sankirtan takes place. So Naham Tishtami Vaikunthe Sadhunam Hradeshiva. Tatra Tishtami Narada Yatra Gayanti Madhbhakta. Wherever devotees are gathering and glorifying Krishna by singing his glories in the form of, say, Bhagavatam or in the form of holy name Kirtan. So Krishna is present there, right? And especially in this Kali Yuga, there is no other way. Kalair dosha nidhe rajan asti hiyako mahan gunaha kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajet. So out of so many millions of faults of Kali Yuga, there is one good quality, that is just by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one will be able to be liberated. They will go to the kingdom of God. That is why kalim sabhajayanti arya gunagnaha sarabhaginaha yatra sankirtanenaiva sarvasvarthobhilabhyate. So that is why very elevated souls, wise people, those who are advanced in knowledge, kalim sabhajayanti arya gunagnaha sarabhaginaha, those who seek the essence, right, those people will glorify Kali Yuga. Because the essence is, you know, in this material creation, the living entity is entrapped, right? He is conditioned by different modes, by his mentality to control this material nature. So he has to be taken back to the spiritual world. That is the purpose of the material creation, right? In Kali Yuga, that process becomes very easy, right? That is the essence. The purpose of creation is to reclaim the conditioned souls. So in Kali Yuga, through the medium of holy name, that process becomes more easy. That's why those who are essence-seeking, sarabhaginaha, so they worship this age, Kali Yuga, right? Because perfection can be easily achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. And that is the conclusion of Bhagavatam. Nama Sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam pranama dukkha shamanas tam namami harim param. So Bhagavatam, the conclusion is congregational chanting of the holy names, which will destroy all sinful reactions. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he descended along with all his associates to spread this Sankirtan, right, in Kali Yuga. Krishnot Kirtana Gana Nartana Kalapatho Janibhrajita Sadbhakta Valihamsa Chakra Madhupa Sriyani Viharaspadam Karnanandi Kaladhvanir Vahatume Jihva Maru Prangane Shri Chaitanya Dayani Dheta Valasat Leela Sudha Swardhuni. So merciful Lord Chaitanya descended to do what? Krishna Utkirtana Gana Nartana Kala. So to chant the holy names of Krishna along with all his associates. So this beautiful chanting of the holy names, right, along with gana, singing, nartana, dancing, kala, various other artistic elements, right, pathojani bhrajita, pathojani is lotus. So all this dancing, chanting, singing, all these are considered the lotuses in river, right. So pathojani bhrajita. Sad Bhaktavali Hamsa Chakra Madhupa. Bhaktavali, the associates of Lord Chaitanya, the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, are considered to be Hamsa, swans. Yeah? Then Chakravaka, these birds, Madhupa, bees. So they are all different, beautiful birds that take pleasure in the midst of lotuses in a beautiful river. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are like those beautiful birds who are playing in this river, right? in the river of Krishna Katha, along with all these lotuses of dancing, singing, hearing, etc. So Karnandi Kaladhvanir, so it causes beautiful, great pleasure to the ears of who is hearing this Sankirtan along with the devotees. And Jihva Maruprangani, this tongue is always engaging in vibrating some sounds, right? If it doesn't vibrate Krishna's sounds, it will vibrate some useless sounds that do not help us realize transcendental peace. So in that case, the tongue is compared to a desert. Water is the most important substance that is needed in a desert. So Prabhupada says, without chanting Krishna Katha, our tongues have become like deserts. But when Mahaprabhu descends with all his associates and they are doing Sankirtan, and if we participate in that Sankirtan and chant the holy names, that is like watering in the desert, right? So all the other transient pleasures that are available in this world, like mundane topics of art, culture, politics, sociology, etc., they are all like one water drop in result in the desert. So, but Krishna's chanting is like a river, which is very resourceful, right? Which will never dry. So that's how Prabhupada explains that verse. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this Kali Yuga to spread this Sankirtan along with all his associates. And Mahaprabhu appeared along with five features, right? That is Panchatattva. Panchatattva ekavastu nahi kichu bedam, rasa asvadite tabhu vividha vibheda. So Panchatattva, these five tattvas, are ekavastu. Only one. They are one, in a sense. Nahi kichu bheda, there is absolutely no difference amongst them in tattva. So rasa asvadite tabhu vividha vibheda. Just to experience rasa, experience spiritual varieties, they have distinguished amongst themselves and they have appeared. That one tattva has appeared into five tattvas. Right? Panchatattvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupasvarupakam bhaktavataram bhaktakhyam namami bhakta shaktikam. So bhakta rupa, what are the five tattvas in which Lord Chaitanya appeared? Bhakta rupa, in the form of a devotee, that is Lord Chaitanya. Svarupakam means his personal manifestation, his expansion, that is our Nityananda Prabhu or the spiritual master, the Guru Tattva. Then Bhakta Avataram means the incarnation of a devotee, that is Advaita Acharya. Then fourth is Bhakta Akhyam, the personality who is known as a devotee, Bhakta Akhyam, that is Srivast Thakur. Then Bhakta Shaktikam, the potency or the energy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the incarnation of the potency of a devotee, that is Gadadhar Pandit or Damodar or Jagadananda Pandit. So these are all the five tattvas. So Lord Chaitanya became a devotee, and along with all these other four features, total five features, bhakti, pancha tattvas. So these are all non-different from Lord Chaitanya. They are non-different from Krishna, right? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a devotee, yet his body is transcendental. It is not materially tinged. So Krishna Madhurya, the sweetness of Krishna is so wonderful that Krishna himself accepts the role of a devotee and tastes it fully, right? And by accepting the role of a devotee, Krishna's sweetness will not reduce. That's why when Krishna accepted the role of a devotee and came in the form of Lord Chaitanya also, his potency and transcendental position is not minimized, right? We cannot compare Lord Chaitanya with any devotee, right? Although he is Lord Chaitanya, he is Krishna, who is appearing in the form of a devotee. So these five tattvas, Bhakta Rupa, Swarupakam, Bhakta Avataram, Bhakta Akhyam, Bhakta Shakti, these five tattvas, again there are two categories in these five tattvas. So one category is predominator tattvas. So three predominator tattvas. Three are Prabhus. Out of three, two are Prabhus and one is Mahaprabhu. Right? Then there other two are bhakti tattvas. So three predominator tattvas, two bhakti tattvas. So our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, so amongst the panchatattva, those two bhakti tattvas are like shakti tattvas, two energies. right? And three, energetic, Shaktiman Tattva. So Bhakti Tattva is Gadadhar Pandit, who is the Aradhaka. And our Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, and Advaitacharya, these three Shaktiman Tattvas or Predominator Tattvas, they are called Aradhya, Sarvaradhya. They are meant to be worshipped. And the other two, Gadadhar Pandit and Srivasacharya, Bhakti Tattvas or Shakti Tattvas, they are Aradhakas, they are worshippers. So three are worshipped, two are worshippers. But all five seem to be worshipping Krishna. Right, but there is the difference amongst them is this. So we will discuss each of these tattvas in little more detail. First, we will start with the Isha Tattva or Bhakta Rupa, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya. So he is none other than Krishna. Krishna is the absolute truth who manifests himself in three features. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdaye. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. And he manifests in as a Brahman and Paramatma also. Paramatma is the super soul of everyone. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Seita Govinda Sakshat Chaitanya Gosai Jivanistarite Ache Dayalu Aranai. So that Seita Govinda, that Govinda who manifests in three features, Bhagavan, Brahman and Paramatma, Sakshat Chaitanya Gosai, that same personality, Krishna, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivan istarite aiche dayalu aranai. Why he manifested, why that Krishna manifested as Lord Chaitanya? To jivan istarite, to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. Dayalu nai, dayalu aranai. There is no one merciful than him. And Krishna is the primeval Lord. Ete chamsa kalapumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Indrar vyakulam lokam bhradayanti yuge yuge. So krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is listed amongst all the incarnations mentioned by Suta Goswami, at the end, Krishnastu. Krishna has a special position. So, all incarnations are the portions of Purushavataras, but Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, that Krishna manifested as Lord Chaitanya. So, Kaviraj Goswami's way of proving that Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Personality of Godhead is, he establishes Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, with various references from Bhagavatam. And at the end he says that Lord Krishna became Lord Chaitanya. Swayam Bhagavana Krishna Ekale Ishwar Advitiya Nandatmaja Rasika Shekhar. So Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, Ekale Ishwara, the one and only Supreme Controller. So Advitiya, there is no one greater than him. Nandatmaja, he is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Right? Rasika Shekhar, he is the enjoyer of all mellows. He is the reservoir of all pleasure. Sri Krishna Avatirna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sei Krishna Avatirna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sei Parikaragana, Sangya Sabadhanya. Sei Krishna Avatirna. That same Krishna incarnated as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? The way Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is about Isha, the Bhakta Rupa Tattva. So why Krishna appeared as Mahaprabhu? There are three reasons. There are three internal reasons, there are three external reasons. So we can relate to the three external reasons more than the three internal reasons. Right? Three internal reasons are meant more for Mahaprabhu to experience, Krishna to experience. So the three external reasons are to give prema bhakti to all of us. Then to establish the yuga dharma. Then third reason is Advaitacharya called him. So Krishna, after departing, after that Mausha Leela, Krishna went back to his abode, dharma gnana adivisada, along with all dharma gnana, etc. So after going back, he started thinking, I haven't bestowed prema bhakti for a long time. So, by vidhi bhakti, one cannot attain vraja prema, vraja bhava. So, I need to give prema bhakti. Aishwarya jnanete sabha jagata mishrita, aishwarya sithila preme nahi mora prita. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with avid reverence. But devotion made feeble by such reverence do not attract me. So, Krishna is thinking that when the devotion is mixed with Aishwarya, reverence, it's not very exciting to Krishna. So one may go to Vaikuntha by such devotional service mixed with Aishwarya feelings and attain four kinds of personal liberation. But what excites Krishna more is when someone loves him. Right? Yuga dharma pravartai munama sankirtan chari bhava bhakti diya nachai mubhuvan. So then Krishna started thinking, I will come down to give Vraja Prema, right? To give Prema Bhakti and establish Yuga Dharma also, right? So, Yuga Dharma Pravartayamu Nama Sankirtan. What is that Yuga Dharma? Nama Sankirtan. I will inaugurate this Nama Sankirtan. Then, Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachaimu Bhuvan. I shall make the entire world dance in ecstasy by giving them Bhava, right? Apani Karimu Bhakta Bhava Angi Kare. Apani Achari Bhakti Sikhai Musabarin. Then how do I do that? I will first accept the role of a devotee and I will teach devotional service. So Krishna came to give Prema Bhakti. Krishna came to establish Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan. But how do that? In Bhakta Rupa. In the form of a devotee, I will practice it and teach it so that people will be inspired to take it up. So that is Krishna's plan. So, Kaviraj Goswami mentioned this contemplation of Krishna in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he also supported his statements with other Shastric references also. Vishnu Sahasranam, Savarna Varano Hemango Varangas Chandanangadi, Sanyasa Krishama Shanto, Nishtha Shanti Parayana. So, he says Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear as householder in golden complexion. He has beautiful limbs. So in his later pastimes, he accepts sannyas order and he is equiposed and peaceful. So like that, it's predicted in Vishnu Sahasranam also. And Karabhajana Muni tells about Lord Chaitanya's incarnation in to Nimi Maharaj in the 11th canto. Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishnam Sa Anga Sangha Pangastra Parshadam Ignehi Sankirtana Prayehi Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. So Krishna Varanam, the two varnas or two syllables, Krish and Na, are always in Krishna, always in Lord Chaitanya's mouth. Krishna Varnam, Varnayati, he always describes Krishna. Then he constantly describes Krishna with full pleasure. And Tvisha Akrishnam. Tvisha, his complexion is certainly not Krishnam. Krishna has another meaning, blackish. So he is not black. He is golden complexion or yellowish. Then Sangopanga Astra Parshadam, Sa Anga Upanga Astra Parshadam. So to destroy the ignorance of Kali Yuga, to destroy the cause of sinful life, which is Avidya, Mahaprabhu comes along with his Anga, associates, Upanga, devotees, Astra, weapons, right? Weapon is his beauty, right? Then Parshadam, along with so many other associates. So he will descend to spread this Sankirtan. He drives away all sins and he floods everyone with love of Godhead, Prema. So Anga literally means a bodily limb. Here, this Anga is referring to any Amsha or pulmonary portion, expansion, like the three Purushavataras or someone. So here Anga is actually referring to Nityanand Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. Upanga means part of a limb. Right, hand is the limb and finger is the part of a limb, something like that. So Upanga means part of the limb, which is a partial part, that is devotee, Srivas Thakur. So with this Angas and Upangas, limbs and partial limbs, Mahaprabhu, Yagnehi Sankirtana Prayahi Yajantihi Sumedataha. So he initiated this Sankirtan movement and Yajantihi Sumedataha, and the intelligent people will worship this process. And one name of Krishna is superior to 10 million Ashwamedha Yajnas. Chanting one name of Krishna is superior to doing 10 million Ashwamedha Yajnas. So for that purpose, Mahaprabhu descended along with all his associates to spread this holy name. And what are the activities of Mahaprabhu? Hari Bhakti Param Hari Namadharam Karajapyakaram Hari Namaparam. नयने सततं प्रणयाश्रुधरं प्रणमामि सचीसुत गौरवरं. सो हरि भक्ति परम, महाप्रभु इज टोटली एब्जॉर्ब्ड इन हरि भक्ति. हरि नाम धरम, ही इज कॉन्स्टेंटली चैंटिंग द होली नेम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड हरि. कर जाप्य करम, नॉट जस्ट चैंटिंग, ही इज काउंटिंग ऑल्सो. कर जाप्य करम हरि नाम परम, राइट, टोटली डेडिकेटेड टू, एडिक्टेड. हरिनाम परम मीन्स इट्स ही इज एडिक्टेड टू द नेम ऑफ हरि. सो नयने सततम प्रणयाश्रुधरम, बिकॉज ही चैंट्स द होली नेम्स विथ सो मच एब्जॉर्प्शन, ही इज कॉन्स्टेंटली शेडिंग टीयर्स ऑफ एक्सटसी. So that is Mahaprabhu's absorption in holy name. By his example, he is teaching to others, you should chant the holy names. And by doing that, what is he doing? He is removing the distress of everyone. Satatam janata bhavatapaharam paramartha parayana lokagatim navalehakaram jagatapaharam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram. Satatam janata bhavatapaharam. So he is always removing the bhavatapa, the miseries or the sufferings of this material existence, right? Paramartha parayana lokagitim. He is the goal of life for people who are dedicated for their supreme interest. Paramartha parayana. So once paramartha, our own goal of life is to attain love of Godhead. So paramartha parayana means those who are dedicated to attain their intended goal of life, for such people, Mahaprabhu is the object of their meditation and shelter. Then he inspires men to become like honeybees, eager for honey. What is that honey? Krishna prem. Nava leha karam jagattapaharam. That's how he removes the burning fever of material world. That's the activity of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, to give this prema, Krishna prema to everyone, to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement, he descended. These are the two external reasons. Another external reason is Mahaprabhu was called by Advaita Acharya. Right? Tulasi dala matrena jalasya chulukyanava. So Advaita Acharya offered Tulasi and Ganga jal to Saligram and worshipped and called out so loudly, Mahaprabhu, please descend and give devotional service to all these fallen people of Kali Yuga. Right? So, yadi gaurna hoito tabe ki hoito kevona dharitamte. If Mahaprabhu doesn't come, right, what will happen to Kali Yuga people? So, we will discuss very briefly the internal reasons of Mahaprabhu's descent. First, Sri Radhayah Pranaya Mahima. To understand the greatness of Radharani's Pranaya, Radharani's affection, love towards Krishna. Third, to taste the sweetness of Krishna himself. Radharani is tasting Krishna's sweetness, right? What is that sweetness? So I will taste. Krishna felt like that. Then to taste the conjugal love experienced by Radharani. So he personally wants to taste his own sweetness, Krishna. And Krishna wanted to have the experience of Radharani, what she is experiencing while tasting my sweetness. So these are the reasons why Krishna descended as Mahaprabhu. His own internal reasons. That's why you see in Antyalila, the 18 years that Krishna, Mahaprabhu had spent in Jagannath Puri. So several of those pastimes are filled with Mahaprabhu's experiencing Krishna prema and getting into ecstasy. That is fulfilling the internal reasons. And Madhyalila is filled with so many pastimes of Krishna, Mahaprabhu's preaching and inspiring other people to chant the holy name. Maybe you can say that is a manifestation of Mahaprabhu's external reasons for appearance, like that. So, kathanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismrite viparitam syat sri chaitanyam namamitam. So, by remembering this bhakta rupa, remembering Krishna in the form of a devotee, which is Mahaprabhu, so one can accomplish things that are extremely difficult very easily. Right? Kathanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet. The most difficult thing will become most easy if one remembers Lord Chaitanya. Right? Vismrite viparitam syat. If one forgets Lord Chaitanya, the opposite will happen. So, Sri Chaitanyam namamitam. Then the second tattva is Swarupakam, Prakasha tattva. That is Nityanand Prabhu. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gaudodaye Pushpavantau Chitrau Sandau Tamonudau. So Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda appeared, right? They are like sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously. Sun and moon have arisen simultaneously in the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga. That's a great benediction for everyone. Sarva avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Dvitiya Deha Shri Balaram. Sarva avatari Krishna. Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. And Tahara Dvitiya Deha Shri Balaram. His another body, right? His first bodily expansion is Shri Balaram. That is Nityananda. Ekai Swarupa Dohe Bhinna Matrakayam Adyakaya Vyuha Krishna Lila Rasahayam. Ekai Swarupa, both of them are having the same Swarupa, but Bhinna Matrakaya. Their bodies are just different. Right? They are same, but their bodies are different. And why the body is different, Balaramji? Because Balaramji expanded from Krishna to assist Krishna in his pastimes. Krishna Lilara Sahaya. Sri Krishna Navadvipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra Sri Balarama Sange Sri Nityananda. So in Navadvipa, that Lord Chaitanya Chandra appeared along with Sri Nityananda. Means Krishna appeared in the form of Chaitanya Chandra and Balaramji appeared in the form of Sri Nityananda. So that is the tattva of our Nityananda Prabhu, which is Prakasha Tattva or Swarupakam. So his Amsha, his expansion is Sankarshan. And his expansion is Karanavadaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu and Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu. So Balaramji or Nityananda Prabhu appears in five forms. So four for the creation of this material world, as Sankarshan, then Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu, Karanodaka Sai Vishnu and Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, he expands himself to maintain this creation, and one to personally assist Krishna, that is Seshanag, in his pastimes. So what is the mood of Nityananda Balaram? It is one of serving Lord Chaitanya. E rupe Nityananda Ananta Prakash Sei Bhave Kahi Mui Chaitanya Radas. So Lord Nityananda has unlimited incarnations. In transcendental emotion, he calls himself Chaitanya Radas. I am just a servant of Lord Chaitanya. And he serves Lord Chaitanya, or Balaramji serves Lord Krishna in the form of guru or friend or servant. Right? Balaramji and Nityananda Prabhu are having the same mood towards Krishna or Krishna Chaitanya. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arasava Bhritya Yareya Chenacha Sei Taicha Karen Ritya. So Krishna or Lord Chaitanya is the only controller. Ekale Ishwara. All others are his servants, right? Even Adilila 6th chapter, second half is dedicated to proving how every personality existing in the entire cosmic manifestation is a servant of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna. So how our Nityananda Prabhu, this Prakasha Tattva, is assisting in spreading this Sankirtan movement? Adhama patita jivir dware dware giya harinama maha mantra deno bilaiya. Going from door to door in the residences of most fallen and wretched souls, Nityananda Prabhu freely distributes the gift of Harinam. Harinama maha mantra deno bilaiya. Jare dekhe tare kahe dante trinadhori amar kiniya loho bhajagora hari. He exclaims to whomever he sees while holding a straw in his mouth. He says, please purchase me. Right? Amare kiniya loho bhaja gaurahari. You purchase me by chanting the holy name of Gaurahari. That is his request. So Balaramji, who is the source of all this creation, entire creation, he is going into one created being and begging him with a straw in his mouth, saying that please purchase me by taking Gaurahari's name. That is the activity of Prakasha Tattva in spreading this Sankirtan Yajna. Then third is Bhakta Avatara Tattva, that is Advaita Acharya. Advaitam Harina Advaitat Acharyam Bhakti Samsanat Bhakta Avatara Vishamtam Advaita Acharyam Ashraye. So Advaitam Harina Advaitat. Lord Advaita Acharya is non-different from Hari. Advaitam Harina Advaitat. He is non-different from Hari. Acharyam Bhakti Shamsanat. because he is non-different from Hari, he is called Advaita. Then he is called Acharya because Bhakti Shamshanath, he is preaching the cult of Bhakti. So Bhakta Avataram, he amongst the Panchatattva, he is the Avatar Tattva. He is the Bhakta Avataram because he is an incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiv. Bhakta Avataram Ishamtam. So Ishamtam, he is incarnation as good as the Lord. Right? Advaita Acharya Mashraye, I take shelter of Lord Advaita. So Advaita is non-different from Vishnu and he is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, like that. So this Advaita Acharya is the introducer of path of bhakti. So the very cause why Mahaprabhu descended onto this planet is Advaita Acharya chanted very loudly, please come, please descend into this planet and deliver all these fallen conditioned souls. So he explained Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service to everyone. So he has absolutely no other occupation than to teach devotional service. He is the spiritual master of all devotees. He is the most revered personality in this world. So through him, Mahaprabhu is spreading the Sankirtan movement and delivering this entire world. Krishna Dasa Abhimanaye Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukhanahe Tara Eka Bindu. So Advaita Acharya is having this strong identification as Krishna Das. Krishna Das Abhiman, his Abhiman is Krishna Das. So he Ananda Sindhu, he says, this is the ocean of Ananda, Krishna Das Abhiman. Koti Brahma Sukhanahi Tara Eka Bindu. So the Brahma Sukha, the merging, the happiness that is available by merging into impersonal Brahman, that is multiplied by 1 koti, 1 crore, is nothing to a drop of happiness that is available in the mood of being servant of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Radas Muyi Chaitanya Radas Chaitanya Radas Muyi Taradas Radas. He dances and sings there, saying that I am Lord Chaitanya's servant, I am Lord Chaitanya's servant, I am the servant of his servants. Like that. So that is about Avatar Tattva. Then 2 more tattvas, the predominated tattvas. One is Bhakti Tattva, Gadadhar Pandit. He is the Aradhaka. Right, while the other 3 are Sarva Aradhyas, he is Aradhaka. And there is Shuddha Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakta, that is Jiva Tattva, Srivas Thakur, represented by Srivas Thakur. So Gadadhar Pandit is the Antaranga Bhakta or Shakti Tattva, and Srivas Thakur is the Bhakti Tattva. So these are the total 5 tattvas, right? Bhakta Rupa, then Bhakta Avatara, then Prakasha, then Shakti Tattva and Bhakti Tattva. These are the 5 tattvas. So, these Pancha Tattvas, these 5 tattvas, plundered Prema Bhandar, right, and distributed Prema indiscriminately and created a Prema inundation. So, Krishna's characteristics and the storehouse of transcendental love for Krishna, that is Prema Bhandar, they were sealed when Krishna was present. Pancha Tattva came. Opened, broke open that seal and plundered it to taste it and make everyone taste it. Like that. Patra patra vicharnahi nahi sthanastan yeya payatara kare premadan. They did not, they indiscriminately distributed love of Godhead. They did not consider, oh, this fellow is a fit candidate, this person is not a fit candidate. They didn't discriminate like that. They just indiscriminately just distributed love of Godhead. So yet there is no scarcity. It's not that Bhandar is getting emptied, right? Because they are indiscriminately distributing, it's not getting emptied. There is no scarcity. As they are distributing love of Godhead, it is increasing. Right? Bhandar is increasing. Simply increasing hundreds of times, right? With each distribution. So the flood of prema swelled in all directions, inundated all categories of people. Jagata dubbaila jivera haila bijanash taha dekhi pancha janera parama ullas. So Jagata Dubayala, this entire world is being inundated by this prema, and what's happening? Bija Nash. Bija means the seed of material enjoyment. Right? The seed is the seed is there in the heart of conditioned soul to enjoy, you know, material objects. So that is Nasha, that is getting vanquished. So Taha Deki Pancha Janera Parama Ullas. By seeing that the root of material desires are being vanquished in these conditioned souls, Parama Ullas, they became very ecstatic. So, Ei Pancha Tattva Rupe Sri Krishna Chaitanya Krishna nama premadiya vishvakaila dhanya. In the form of these panch tattvas, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna nama prema, gave people Krishna's holy name and love of Godhead, right? And made the entire world happy, fortunate, dhanya. Mathurate pathaila rupa sanatan. Now, panch tattva, from 5 we are going to 6. 6 Goswamis, right? Mathurate pathaila rupa sanatan. Duisena pati kaila bhakti pracharan. So apart from distributing the holy name along with the other 4 tattvas, panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya distributed holy name as panchatattva, he had sent 2 senapatis, 2 generals, that is Rupa Sanatan, to Mathura. Go, do bhakti pracharan. Start performing sankirtan yagya there and spread bhakti there. So he had sent Rupa Sanatan to Vrindavan. Then Nityananda Gosai Pathaila Gauda Desem Teho Bhakti Pracharila Asesha Viseshem. He had sent Nityananda Prabhu to Gauda Desha. You start prachar there. Next. Apane Dakshina Desha Karila Gaman Grame Grame Kaila Krishna Nama Pracharan. And he personally went to South India and started spreading holy names there. Like that. So like that, Mahaprabhu, along with his associates, started, you know, performing inundation of Krishna Prema in this entire, you know, planet. And it's continuing now. So what Six Goswamis have done is, Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. So one of the important elements here is, Six Goswamis together at Vrindavan, so they had created another kind of prema inundation, right? Getting inspired by Lord Chaitanya. So Rupa Goswami, he has a very special position. Priyasvarupe daitasvarupe premasvarupe sahajabhirupe nijanurupe prabhurekarupe tatanarupe svavilasarupe. Priyasvarupe, this Rupa Goswami is very dear to Swarupa, Swarupa Damodar Goswami, Priya Swarupe. Then Daita Swarupe. So he is very dear to our Lord Chaitanya, Daita Swarupe. Then Prema Swarupe. Rupa Goswami is just a replica of Mahaprabhu's Prema, personal ecstatic love. Sahaja Abhirupe. He is naturally very beautiful. Next, Nijanu Rupe. Anu Rupe means one who follows. So he exactly follows in the footsteps and with the principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhur Eka Rupe, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained everything to this one person. Prabhur Eka Rupe Tatana Rupe. So Mahaprabhu explained everything to this Rupa Goswami. Sva Vilasa Rupe. He understands the Vilasa, the pastimes of Krishna. So like that, Rupa Goswami is glorified. How he understood the heart of Lord Chaitanya and assisted him in spreading the Sankirtan Yajna. Then about Lord, about Sanatana Goswami. Prabhu kahe tomar deha mora nija dhana, tumi more kariyacha atma samarpana. So your body, Mahaprabhu is telling Sanatana Goswami, your body is my property. You have already surrendered to me. Therefore, you have absolutely no more claim that this body belongs to you. You cannot claim this body. This is my body. Tomara sharira mora pradhana sadhan. Ye sharire sadhimo ami bahu prayojan. So by your sharira, your body, I have a lot of things to accomplish. Right? Mora pradhana sadhan, the primary instrument of to fulfill my desires is your body. He is telling Sanatana Goswami. Ye sharire sadhimo ami bahu prayojan. I will have to perform so many tasks through your body. What is the task? Bhakta bhakti krishna prema tattvera nidhara vaishnavera kritya ara vaishnava achara. So you shall have to ascertain the basic principles of bhakta, devotee, bhakti, devotional service, krishna prema, love of Godhead. So tattvera nidhara, you have to do all this. Then vaishnavera kritya ara vaishnava achara, you have to teach people vaishnavera kritya, vaishnava's duties and characteristics, how a Vaishnava should be and what he should do. So all this Sanatana Goswami has to do. That's why Sanatana, Lord Chaitanya is claiming Sanatana Goswami's body as his property. Krishna Bhakti Krishna Prema Seva Pravartan Lupta Tirtha Uddhara Ara Vairagya Sikshan. So Krishna Bhakti Krishna Prema Seva Pravartan. So Sanatana Goswami also has to explain Krishna's devotional service, Krishna's love, right? Krishna Prema. Then Lupta Tirtha Uddhara. So all the holy places have gone beyond the sight of ordinary people. You have to excavate all of them and manifest those holy places to all people. Right? Ara Vairagya Sikshan. And you have to adopt to renounced order and teach people renunciation and detachment. So these are the tasks, right, that Mahaprabhu has given Sanatana Goswami and made him an assistant in Sankirtan Yajna. So Raghunath Das Goswami, there are so many other devotees. Mahaprabhura Bhakta Ganera Vairagya Pradhan Yara Dekhi Pritahaya Gaura Bhagavan. So Mahaprabhu's devotees, an important or prominent element in amongst Mahaprabhu's devotees is Vairagya. Vairagya Pradhan Yara Dekhi Pritahaya Gaura Bhagavan. So by seeing the glorious renunciation of his devotees, Gaura Bhagavan, Lord Chaitanya, has become extremely satisfied. So these six Goswamis, so they assisted Mahaprabhu in spreading this Sankirtana Yajna. Krishnot Kirtana Gana Nartana Parau Prema Amritam Bonudhi Dhira Dhira Jana Priyau Priyakarau Nirmatsarau Pujitau Shri Chaitanya Kripa Bharau Bhuvibhuvo Bharavatan Harakau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Bhragu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau. So these six Goswamis are Krishna Utkirtana Gana Nartana Parau. Just like we began with Mahaprabhu's Krishnot Kirtana Gana Nartana Kala. So they are implementing that. So they are always engaged in chanting the holy names of Krishna and dancing. They are just like ocean of love of God. Premamritambho Nidhi. They are an ocean of love of Godhead. So dhira adhira jana priyav priyakarav nirmatsarav pujitav. So they are very dear to both gentle people and ruffians. Then nirmatsarav, they are absolutely non-envious, pujitav. So they are very worshipable people. So whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone. And they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Kripabharav Bhubhivav. So they are engaged in missionary activities meant for delivering all the conditioned souls of living entity, conditioned souls of this material world. So through this Pancha Tattva and six Goswamis and the entire parampara, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Sarup Damodar Goswami, then Rup Sanatan and six Goswamis, then Raghunath Das Goswami, then Kaviraj Goswami, from him Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jagannath Das Babaji, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then Srila Prabhupada, his disciples, grand disciples. So this is all Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party. He is spreading Sankirtan Yajna. So Kaviraj Goswami explains, compares all the associates of Lord Chaitanya and all his soldiers and warriors with the branches of a tree, right? Sanatan Goswami is Rati Manjari, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami is Rasa Manjari, then Gopala Bhatt Goswami is Ananga Manjari, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami is Raga Manjari. So these are all Krishna's eternal associates who descended along with Krishna when he came as Mahaprabhu and assisting Mahaprabhu in spreading the Sankirtan Yajna. So Mahaprabhu is the gardener of this devotional tree. He is Prema Amara Taru. He himself is the tree of love of Godhead. Malakara, he is the gardener of love, tree of love of Godhead. And Data Bhokta Tatphalam, he is the bestower of the fruits of love of Godhead. And he is the enjoyer of the fruits of love of Godhead. Right? And all the other devotees are the branches and twigs and leaves of this beautiful Bhakti Vriksha. Right? Mahaprabhu is distributing love of Godhead. That is the Sankirtan Yajna, the background of Sankirtan Yajna. Thank you all very much. Granthashrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.